Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello, everybody. The best people I know, that would be you and our guest today. And I just want to start the show off with an acknowledgement and special prayers to our kindred souls in Japan who are really suffering right now. And I was just speaking with Maria before, and it's, you know, suffering just doesn't know any difference in the language you speak or the gender, race, color. You know, we all suffer across the globe, wherever we live, and our friends and soul mates in Japan are suffering right now, and they need our prayers and support. So I know we're all doing that. Anyway, this is a special Saturday show, and the reason we are having this show on Saturday morning, even though we do our shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, is because sometimes it's hard to get these guests. They're very busy, and sometimes they're only available on Saturday morning, like Maria Wall. So we are really privileged and honored to have her share her experience, strength, and hope with us this morning. And if you have a chance to give a call to a friend, make sure you do that. And also, I would encourage you to mark us as a fave and follow us right there in the front of Blog Talk Radio, because we do add special shows and you can get those worry-free updates, and they're really nice to have. It gives you options and choices. So without further ado, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how blessed we are to have our guest today, Maria Wall. Maria knows firsthand the difficulties in healing the hurt of abuse and has turned her pain into power through her founding of the Wall Foundation. Today, Maria will help you heal your hurt too. Former CEO and producer of Entertainment Uncovered Television, which won a prestigious Telly Award, Maria has also won a Telly Award for producing and directing the My Life Youth video series for the MPPI youth organization. Wow, how many people win two Telly Awards? She's also a sponsored member of NATAS, which is the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Founder of the Wall Foundation, which provides services to at-risk youth and their families, the Wall Foundation is a 501 nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering our at-risk youth, giving them every advantage afforded to the privileged. Maria's award-winning youth program has been expanded to include and encouraging our future to express themselves through various programs such as internships, media, the arts, and fitness while healing their hurts, mind, body, spirit, and soul. These are tough times for our young people and their families. It is our job to give them that ray of hope and light to guide them through the storm. The Wall Foundation programs have great emphasis on the following, and for all of us women as well: self-esteem, adjustment, interview training, vocational programs, money management, skill training, debate clubs, chess clubs, community involvement and outreach, self-awareness and expression through the arts. Giving our participants a voice prepares them to roar and gives each person the dignity and opportunity to soar. Ooh, nice flavor on that. And be the best they were created to be. And that's what you're going to do today with our guest, Maria Wall, is be the best person you were created to be and turn your pain into power. Maria, it is a privilege and a joy to have you with us today. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, and thank you so much for having me. As I told you, this is new for me because I'm used to being the host, and today I am the guest, so this is a new feeling for me.
Yeah, we're a little right side up, upside down, you know, it gives it a, you know, a little spice in life. But while we're on that, that's a nice segue. Why don't you tell people listening how they can listen to your show, which I love listening to, and I get your worry-free updates, so I encourage others to do that too. Why don't you let them know how to find you on your radio show?
Okay, well, my radio show is Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. It airs Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, we have expanded the show to our Sunday morning meditation, which is just 15 now to 30 minutes of stress relief and release. And that airs Sunday mornings, of course, at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, with each of the shows, if you miss the live airing of it, they, of course, are always available in the archives. So feel free to stop by, say hello. Just let me know that you came through. And if you have a story to tell or you just need a listening ear, of course, I answer all of my emails. And I do, even if you want to call me, my number is 202-618-2556. I do return all calls. I answer all emails. And, of course, if you're someone like Deb, who was a guest on my show last year in June, as a matter of fact, and you have a wonderful book, I always send it along, and I'll give you that information as well. And you can I read all of the books that you send, so I want you to know that I am with you, I feel you, and I'm just so glad to be here today.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah, you know, you're so kind. Just love you, Maria. You are so the best. You're warm and fuzzies. I love us. You know, I love that new program. It's just enough of a flavor to inspire my soul to really come to life and feel like, you know, in full bloom, you know, how flowers bloom. You just give that. I love that morning meditation, too, which is a new addition. But, yeah, everybody, you can get those updates. And Maria's the real deal. And today, what she's going to do is help inspire us to turn that pain into power. And I think that one of the things that, you know, we need to do is hear about your story so that the listeners can understand that you're somebody that's credible, that you're somebody that they can relate to, that you're somebody that they can trust. Because I know for me, and I listen to a lot out there, I love people that have a lot of PhDs and masters and science degrees and doctors and all that. I really do, and I've had so many on the show. But here's the thing. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean that somebody has the experience to really understand my personal situation. And I've always felt that if somebody isn't sincere and honest and caring about me, then it's going to be hard for me to take that information and bridge it into my own life. But you have lived it, and you have done it, and you do walk your talk, and you are a woman of integrity. So can you just share with the listeners a little bit about your story so we can achieve that? And then you can maybe lead into what you want the listeners to get, you know, at the end of the show.
Right. One of the things that I would like to say is that I did just mention that you were my guest on Healing Through Hurt in June of last year, and odd that I'm here today because I wanted to let you know that that was the week before my world totally fell apart, because that following Saturday was when it all came to a head in my home. I had gotten married to my husband in August of 2008, and we were like best friends before we got married. We date, and even after we got married, the first few weeks and things, we would have our date nights, we'd have movie nights, we would play games, we would even talk and philosophize over the Bible together. He has a brilliant mind. When it comes down to the Bible, you can quote any verse of the Bible, and he can tell you exactly what it says, verbatim, King James Version. Beautiful mind, just an interesting individual. I think that it did not take long for things to change within my home. I believe by around December of 2008, was my first visit to the courthouse for my first protection order, because I suddenly woke up one morning and I found out that there was a stranger living in my house. One of the things that he had done, and I must say that in my situation, my now ex-husband never once hit me with an open hand or his fist. What he would do was throw things at me, berate, belittle me. He got to the point where one of the major things that I grew up with as a child was the fact that, me being African-American, I was of a darker hue. And by doing so, he knew that that bothered me growing up. So he knew, okay, this is a weak point for her, so let me attack that. So he would tell me things like, you know, he was upset because I wouldn't put his name on my house. You know, we're husband and wife. I deserve to have my name on your house, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, you know, we haven't even been married that long. We're already having problems. Why would I turn over 50% of what I had this house built in the early 90s, and I long before I even met him, why would I give him 50% of that? And so his thing was, you know what, you're this black gorilla, and you need to be treated like the gorillas of the Congo, and, you know, they kill them there. And one thing led to another, and it hurt for a minute. But then I had to develop that thick skin and say, you know what, I really do need to go within and turn all this negativity into something positive so I can put one foot in front of the other, because I was what was the person who was always known as the come-to person, meaning everyone would come to me for advice. Everyone would come to me for answers. But now I found myself sitting here in the world where there was no one for me to go to. The first time I had the local police here, I remember this little short male policeman came, and he thought it was funny. And my husband is a prolific speaker. You know, he can talk, charm the pants off of anyone, man or woman. And the officer would turn around. He'd think it was funny. I'm like, you think it's funny? And then two female officers came, and they said, well, we can't do anything. You have to go all the way to the courthouse to try to get a protection order. Well, I did that, and I had a temporary protection order. Well, a day later, my husband had left the home. He had gone to Virginia. And, you know, it was odd that day. It was like a Sunday, I believe. And all of the police came at one time. My neighbors were all gone, and they lined up their cars. It must have been about 7 or 8 cars. And they came out in SWAT gear and all of this, and they come to my door. And I said, well, right now, he's gone. Why are you here? Oh, well, the first time out in December, they couldn't find him. Well, this was 2008. By 2009, the beginning of 2009, we had pretty much separated in my house already. I was living in one part of the house, he in another. I had gotten ill because I had shared with you last year that I had spine surgery, and something had gone very wrong. I had some type of an ailment where I cannot remember the name right now, but my neck was in great pain, and I didn't know if the titanium plate in there, something was going wrong, or I had an infection. So I had gone to the hospital, and they had given me a lot of painkillers. So when I came home, of course, they said that the painkillers would kick in, and I was somewhere between a dream state and awake. And sometime during the night, I remembered, or I thought it was a dream, that my husband was in my room, and he was forcing himself on me. And in the morning, I wake up, and there's a wet cloth in my right hand. And I look over, and he's lying next to me. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, for lack of better words. And his thing was, now, by then, he knew that I was planning on divorcing him. And he said, well, now you can't do anything, because I'll tell the courts that we had sex and we slept together. And you know, during this time, his justification was the fact that I had also discovered that he was sleeping with a neighbor's daughter of mine. And, I mean, this woman is 40-plus years old, still living with mommy and daddy. And if you go out the back door to my house, walk a few yards, you can go right into the front door of her parents' home. And he says, well, you know, she had informed me that, you know, you were having other men and women in this house, and I'm going to tell you I'm the king of this house, and you're my property, and blah, blah, blah. And I got up and I got dressed. I felt dirty at that point. I was in real shock and awe. And I got cleaned up, and I didn't go to the hospital. I went to the courthouse. I had gone before this judge, and out of his mouth, he said, well, show me some bruises. I said, what? I said, I'm sorry. I said, Your Honor, in case you haven't noticed, I'm of a darker hue. If I bruise, that means that I've been beat almost to the point of death. Well, he denied me my protection order. He said, come back when you have bruises, which was the gist of our time in front of this judge. I was devastated at that point. Initially, I went out to the car crying. I called the House of Ruth. They put me on hold. And for those people not familiar with the House of Ruth, they are a very large nonprofit organization that deals with battered women in this area. They put me on hold. I finally hung up the phone, and I went back home. By then, I had gotten another new job around March or so, and he never knew that I had gone to try to get the second protection order because it was denied. So there was no need for him to know at that time, and I knew that it would have made things worse. Well, as it turns out, the abuse continued. I would come in the house. He would just break things. He broke the washer. He broke the dryer. I used to collect little miniature shoes, things like that. I'd see where he'd broken those. And if I questioned him about things, it was just a big argument and a big fight. My husband is a contractor, or my ex-husband is, I guess he's still a contractor. I had helped him grow his business, and he was making tons of money. By the first 3 months of the year, he had made over $60,000. So in the interim between me having jobs, he was supposed to be paying bills, taking care of things in the house, where, as it turns out, behind the scenes, he was stealing the mail. He wasn't doing that. He wasn't doing a lot of things, but I didn't find out that until much later. I'm sorry.
I really appreciate it. I know every person either listening live or, you know, even on the recording, I think that it takes a lot of courage to share your story. But as painful as it is for you to share this, I think there's a lot of healing and hope for anybody listening who can identify with this. I mean, your fear, the justice system, the upside down situations there, feeling isolated, feeling alone, dealing with illness. And I think that anybody that's been in an abusive relationship and dealt with this type of tragedy can understand everything that you're saying, and knowing that how you feel is how they feel too. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, as hard as it is to do at the beginning of a show like this, is to understand where you've been, to understand where you can be, and then bridging those things that helped you get there. Because there's a lot of hope for everybody listening. If somebody's really discouraged today, really depressed, you know, feeling like there's no way out or there's no hope, Marie is here to say, look, this is where I've been and this is what I'm doing. And these are the things that can help you too, so that you can even be better than you imagined, that you can become stronger and use that pain as a springboard into power. So, you know, I appreciate your transparency, and I think it really is important that you talk about this in the way that you do. But I think what we are really excited to hear is how you've created the Wall Foundation, the practices that you do now in your daily life, the mindset change, the things, the people that you're surrounding yourself with, the key qualities, you know, those things that have turned you into being better than you thought you were even before this. You know, tell us what you're doing now in the life of Maria Wall.
Oh, yeah. And I want to tell all of the listeners that I never, ever call myself a victim. I am a survivor, but I'm never a victim because I look at it like this, and you have to understand something, that so many times we go through life with this selfish nature, whereas, you know, with the way that the economy is going and all of the devastation over the world, so many people are running back and finding their faith, but they're finding their faith for all the wrong reasons. I say that because so many people will go back and find God or their faith because they want God to give them what they want. And the minute that they get what they want, they'll say, well, thank you, God. And then in the same breath, you know, they have it a bit misconstrued and twisted because God gives us what we need, not what we want. And for me, I may have wanted, you know, the perfect marriage and I wanted this and that, but in the end, it's what I needed. And this needed to happen to a degree. This is God's will. This wasn't necessarily just my husband's will, because had I not gone through this, I wouldn't be here today to tell each and every one of you this story and let you know that when you say, well, you don't understand because you've never walked a mile in those shoes, I'm here to tell you that I've walked beyond that mile, and now I'm here to carry you through the storm because I know what it's like when the legal system fails us. I know what it's like when the person that promised to love on and cherishes you turns on you. I know what it's like to feel the pain. But in the same breath, with the Wall Foundation, the Wall Foundation came about because when, Deb, you were reading my profile and my bio, initially my original company was a media production company, and that was the CM Wall Company, and I knew that I wanted to work with youth. I knew that I was put on this earth to work with young people and the elderly. So at the time, I wasn't ready to start my own nonprofit. Of course, that takes a lot of time and a lot of money, and I already had a company, and I had another job, and I was doing so much. And so I worked with other nonprofits who specifically dealt with youth, foster kids, things like that. And that's where, at the end of the programs there, the children were able to actually produce their own personal documentaries of their lives and how they felt about everything. And at the end, they did, you know, the production, when I put it all together, it did win a Telly Award for that. And a year or so down the road, I decided that it was so much red tape and dealing with other organizations that it was time for me to take that plunge and develop my own nonprofit. Thus, I created a legacy for my family, and I wanted them to take over someday. So I created the Wall Foundation to show my grandchildren and even their children what can be achieved through hard work and dedication. But in doing so, I discovered that before I could heal the youth, I had to heal the adults. And even before my situation had come full circle, I saw that there were a lot of hurt men and women out there who were in some type of an abusive relationship or who had grown up in one. And no sooner than I came to that, you know, wonderful epiphany that, okay, this is it. I had this radio show sitting here for a year. It was just sitting. I hadn't done anything with it because I really didn't know what to do with it. Then my life fell apart, and then I could relate to the very people who I was attempting to help. And then that gave my dedication to them validity, because all of a sudden it was, you don't know what I'm going through, which is what I heard a lot, to, oh, my God, you're right here. You feel me. You see me. And in turn, I could tell them and look them in the eye and dry their tears and say, yes, I see you. I am with you. So in turn, healing through hurt was also birthed to give that voice to those who are still living and sitting in silence. And that's the story of how it all evolved to have us where we are here today.
You know, you said so many powerful things. I just wanted to take a second to pause, and I think it's a nice segue because I was just reading an article. You know, Maria, the biology major in me, I love to read scientific studies. I'm fascinated. You know, I was in heart surgery, and now I'm working on heart with the life coaching and the book and all that. Mm-hmm. It's all about the heart, I guess, but I was recently, 2 points that you talked about, which was the faith and the support system. And I just want to echo that because I was reading something recently in Psychology Today by a Dr. Lee Warren, and the article was entitled Finding the Strength to Overcome Anything. And it was really all about what are the characteristics in these studies that show people that have come from abused families, you know, broken homes, all sorts of tragedy that you would typically think these people will never grow up to be successful. And, you know, a quarter of them or a third of them really did. And so the study was really about what did these people have that the other people didn't, that caused them to be so resilient in overcoming the adversity and actually using the adversity to transform them into something greater. And, you know, the two top ones, which I'll mention because you mentioned them, was faith in God, in universe, in whatever, you know, the faith of your understanding is, that was the number one trait, and that these individuals, the large percentage, felt alone, that they had no one to talk to. But because they talked to God, because they talked to their angels, because they talked to a power that they believed knew more than them and cared about them and had the power to turn things around, they were able to overcome the adversity. And the second factor in this study that was reported was having a support system, that eventually having a group of like-minded individuals who understood and listened without judgment helped, whether it was and in this particular study, they commented on the Big Brother and the Big Sister program and things like that, but that those things, and I guess you could consider a 12-step program or your radio show, whatever the community is, that those two, faith and having a support system, listening without judgment and knowing that there was a greater plan that we didn't understand, as you said, we don't always get what we want, but we get what we need. Those were the top two factors in bouncing back from adversity better than people imagined. And I just find that your wisdom, you know, sharing your personal experience and then having just read this study, I think it's a divine intervention that really can't be understated.
And I do agree. I think that, I know I did a women's summit just last year in September, and it was such a breath of fresh air to be with like-minded people who had gone through this. You know, abuse comes in many forms. The only thing that's probably the same is the outcome. You find out that you've been abused, and you've been involved in domestic violence. But domestic violence comes in so many different forms as well. But for me, I know that I have very close family members who think that I should shut up, never speak about this. I should just keep it to myself. It happens, so what? Nobody wants to keep hearing it. Just shut it up. Shut up. Why do you keep talking? And there's nothing that I can say to make them understand that the people that need to help those still sitting in silence are those of us that have already made it through this storm. And sometimes we have to tell our story so that they can connect and they can find, you know, we're that match that's going to light their torch to help them see their way through their darkness. So we have to do it. We're compelled to do this. I'm compelled to do this. And does it hurt sometimes? Yes, it does. It hurts a lot. But I want people to know that I still cry. I still look in the mirror, and sometimes I want to curse myself for being so weak and stupid and losing myself in all of this. And there was a point where I looked in the mirror, and I did not remember who I was. But I'm finding who I am again. And the person that I am now is not the person that I was before this happened. I'm new and better.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning.
And that's what's so great about your story. And I think that, you know, Al-Anon, which I'm a member of, and oddly enough, I got into Al-Anon because I was going to marry somebody that was an alcoholic that I didn't know when you stopped drinking, if you weren't in recovery, you were still an alcoholic. It's like I'm allergic to clams and scallops. And, you know, I'm fine, but if I eat a clam or a scallop in 15 minutes, I'm dead on the floor with hives and can't breathe. And people don't think of alcoholism or, you know, mental, you know, handicaps in that way. They think, well, if you're not doing the behavior, then it's gone. But that's not necessarily true. It's like you're allergic to something. You know, you need the EpiPen because you're down and out in a second. If it's in your blood, it's in your blood. So you need to always be taking those antibiotics, whether it be some type of a recovery program or whatever it is. So, you know, that was a horrible thing that happened to me, that abusive relationship. But the good thing is it got me into Al-Anon. I went in for one problem and came out getting a better way of living 24/7 in all areas of my life. And I think that's the hope that you offer to people is, you know what? This is a horrible thing that you've gone through. Nobody wishes that on anybody. But you will now have a better way of living in being who you're more authentically created to be because of it. And it's a real blessing for us to be listening to you today to know that we too can overcome this. And we don't have to be perfect. We just have to progress in the right direction. And it doesn't happen all at one day. You don't put the seed in the ground and expect the plant to be in 20 minutes absolutely full grown. You know, there's a season for everything. Why don't you just share with the listeners as we're coming to, I don't know, we've almost come to the end of the show. It's unbelievable. I don't know where the time goes. We're going to have you back on. And, you know, we will take a call if somebody wants to call in to 347-637-1318 if you have a question for Maria. She will be happy to answer. You just press 1 and then you can be connected to the switchboard. But, you know, tell us some of your top key qualities. Tell us a couple of your practices that you do to keep yourself, you know, fed in a healthy mind, body, and soul. Because, you know, when the time to perform has arrived, the time to prepare has passed. And I think that one of the things that you do really well is stay strong so that, you know, when something hits, you know, you're not taken off guard. You have those coping skills to get your balance back quickly.
Right. Well, one of the things that I'd like to add, too, is that sometimes you will find your greatest inspiration, your greatest support out of people who either do not look like you or that you really did not grow up with, they're not a family member, because a lot of times the people that will tear you down the worst when you're already at rock bottom are those who you consider family and friends. So sometimes, you know, the hope is in the best people we know show. Your answers are in Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. They're in the Deb Scotts of the world or the Maria Walls of the world or some of the other wonderful people that I've come across who've given me what I need because, you know, having you on as a guest, listening to your positivity on my show, helped me to make it through that week before my storm came to the climax. Believe it or not, you helped me through that because I was on such a high after talking to you and we conversed for our time on Healing Through Hurt that I'm like, okay, this is it. This is my week. I knew what was coming in the next few days and I had to prepare for it. And you helped me make it through that tough time till he left my house that following Friday. Or Thursday when he left. And that was the last time that he set foot in my house was a few days after the show that I had done with you. So, again, sometimes you will find what you need in the face of people who are total strangers. So don't allow yourself to limit yourself by waiting for someone who doesn't care about you to come to your rescue because it's not going to happen. Sometimes you have to humble yourself and look for your salvation in the face of a stranger. Secondly, again, like you said about the Sunday morning meditation, my thing is learning yourself, taking time out for that quiet place, breathing deeply, having faith, doing your mantras, telling yourself in the mirror that you are a worthy person, you deserve better, you are a king or you are a queen, and you are here to be cherished, loved, and most and foremost, respected. We have to go back to respecting ourselves and loving ourselves, because there's something to be said for that old adage. Until you love yourself, no one else will love you, and you cannot allow anyone else to love you, because you set the standards for loving you. And why would you expect any less from anyone else? So if you come into a relationship showing that you're already accepting the fact that you're not special, you're not important, and that you're second best, then you're going to be treated like you're second, third, fourth, fifth, or beyond to that person. In my situation, my husband, my ex-husband now was under the false impression that, you know, all women were created equally. We're all weak. We're all stupid. We're all going to sit back and let a man walk all over him. Bad mistake on his part. But I had to learn how to love me. I had to learn how to shake off all of the demons and the ghosts from my childhood past, where the wounds that he had opened in my life, and let that negativity start to ooze out. I had to learn how to close those wounds stitch by stitch myself. And sometimes, you know, you don't have that immediate support from those that you know. So humble yourself. Go outside of the box. And I might add that I'm also a member of the Speakers Bureau for RAIN. And, of course, RAIN is the organization that's for Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network. And I am available to speak if you need to sit down, if you need me to hold your hand, if you need me to give you a hug, if you need me to bring my box of tissues just to dry your tears, and hear what you have to say. That is what I am here for. And I want you all to know that by you listening to this show, by you listening to me, by you spending time with me, by you showing me your support, you're helping me to heal. Because I'm not 100%. But you know what? I'm not the 2% that he left me at either.
Yeah, you know, this Joyce Meyer always has that saying. I love it so much. I may not be where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. You know, and I love that because it's so true. And you bring up a great point that I really want listeners to really write down. Remember that there's no accidents. You're listening to this show for a reason. And get out of your head that thinking that, you know, it has to be somebody that you know that's going to give you that gift that God wants you to unwrap. It's not necessarily true. I know that for me, some of the people that you don't know, you don't know on the outside, but you do know in the inside. We have to start having eyes that see the heart. And that's why I'm a firm believer. Get yourself to an Al-Anon program, a 12-step program, you know, Abuse Anonymous, something like Maria's talking about with those groups. Get yourself in there. You don't have to say a word. And you don't always have to know why or how they work. You know, I use my clicker on my TV every day, and believe me, I couldn't take that thing apart or put it together, and I have no idea why it works when I push those buttons, but I know that it changes the channel. And if you want to change the channel for the thinking in your mind, get yourself on a new frequency and get yourself into those transformation tools like Maria's talking about, whether it be replaying this radio show, her radio show, getting to a 12-step program, joining a different group. You know, I think that, you know, the web can be used for a lot of horrible things, and I deal with people that suffer those things, but there's a lot of good things that we can do to help each other connect and network, you know, to get those good, healthy mind vitamins to feed our entire souls. And, you know, I really think that this is what's helped you so much. And, you know, I love that saying, you know, you throw perfume or you throw manure, but whatever you throw at somebody else has to stick to you first. And you are throwing perfume to make us feel fragrant, but the person that we help more than anybody is ourselves. And that's why it's so good to give what you want in order to have what you need.
Right. And may I add, too, that one thing you have to do, and this is going to be hard for some of the listeners, is that you have to learn how to let go, let God, and forgive. because so many times people have told me, if he did that to me, I would this, I would that. And I said, you know what? That doesn't hurt him because he is who he is. And until God comes in and changes him, he's going to remain that person doing what he does. The hatred and the negativity that I carry around towards him only hurts me. It doesn't hurt or the neighbor who I see every day when she comes in and out of her parents' house that she lives in when we meet at the mailbox. If I hated her, you know, what does that do for me?
It's like taking arsenic and expecting the other person to die, you know?
Yes, you know?
It's ridiculous.
It doesn't do anything but make my heart hurt, my blood pressure go up, make me sick. So we have to learn how to let it go. Today is a brand new day. And I always say, take a hot shower, take a hot bath, do whatever it takes. Let that water wash away that negativity. Today is a new day. I thank God that I come home, and I came very close to losing my home because of this man, because he left me penniless. But I tell you what, I have a roof over my head. I have electricity. I'm here with the great lady and Deb Scott. I have wonderful listeners. I see them listening to the show. Thank you all so much for taking time out to even listen to me today. And thank you, Deb, again, for having me on. But really, and even that, and in saying that, I wanted to say that tonight's show for me, because our show airs tonight at 9 p.m., is that tonight the show is dedicated to men. Men from the Helping Up Mission in Baltimore, we're going to be listening to their stories of healing through their hurt, because so many times we bring all this negativity. You know, I can't blame the next man that comes along who wants to be nice to me and say, my husband did this to me, I don't want to talk to you, because that man may be my true blessing. So we have to learn how, to let it go.
And, you know, I really, really believe that we help each other, and there are no accidents, and as hard as some of these things are to talk about, we're not alone. You listening, you're not alone. But here's the good news. With support and help in doing these things, you can discover something that you would have never discovered had you not had the adversity. I mean, you know, people that love a nice glass of red wine, those grapes had to go under pressure before the tasty sweet juice was available to create what you wanted. And sometimes we have to be squeezed. Sometimes that diamond that's formed under pressure, you know, that's the very thing you don't want, maybe the very thing that's going to give you the total freedom and the peace that you most desire. And isn't that your message to today, what would you like to leave the listeners with as a final thought? And make sure that, Marie, I'm having a little problem with my chat room, so if you're on there and you can put your website links and everything on there, but, you know, your website, how to reach you, the Wall Foundation, you're on Facebook, you are so great about connecting with people, you know, and getting back to them. I just want to make sure everybody knows how to reach you, and then we'll have to have you back on for another show, because this is a topic that people desperately need to hear, and there's just so many good things that we can do to help one another. So make sure, go ahead and share those links with us.
Okay. Well, you can reach me at thewallfoundationinc.org. That's the foundation's website, of course. We have a talk show here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called Healing Through Hurt. You can always contact me there. All of the contact information is there. You can write to me at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org, or if you'd like to send a snail mail, Post Office Box 272, Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Make it to my attention, because, as I said, I do actually answer each and every email and phone call personally, not an assistant, me. You will get a response back from me. So once again, any of those ways are good. Oh, yeah, phone number 202-618-2556. Feel free to give me a call, leave a message, and I will get back to you. And I know that we're out of time, but it's been so great. Dynamic duo together again. And again, this is a testimony to the fact of, we were strangers just a year ago in the normal sense, but God had a plan for us, so he knew that we were supposed to be together. And look at what great things we're accomplishing. And I love your show, too.
I love us, Marie, and I love the listeners. And, you know, it really is a great testimony to, you know, you just have to be open, and you never know what surprise God has in store for you and meeting someone. So just been a big blessing. We'll have you back, Marie. I just love what you're doing, and
thank
I know
you.
I have been blessed, and I know the listeners have been blessed, too, to have you here today. So we'll see you tonight on your show. We'll all meet.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so very much, and I know we're out of time, but do mark us as a favorite. Follow us. We have shows almost every day next week, and I look forward to seeing you again. Be blessed. Be a blessing. Stay blessed, and thank you for being a part of the Best People We Know radio show. You're the best. Go out and live your one-of-a-kind shine.
Enjoy your day. Thank you. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and stay blessed, and be a blessing.